A sense of vision. What you need to succeed. Joel A. Barker once said, and I quote, "Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world." Vision is one of those intangible things that, although you cannot physically see it, the effect of having a sense of vision is undeniable and empowering. We could do and accomplish far more with a sense of vision than we ever could expect to achieve without it. Before one can achieve a dream, one must be able to keep an open mind and envision possibilities. But what if there are people around you that do nothing but bring you down? Maybe they tell you that you're not good enough, or that your way is not possible or practical, or that you are somewhat off your rocker for thinking the way you do or being who you are. How can the power of vision help neutralize the effects of an unsupportive environment or relationship? By focusing our resolve to see through negativity with our personal power and sense of vision. Embrace positive feedback and visualize a path to achieving our fullest potential. Vision strengthens the faith and confidence we have in our abilities and ourselves. It gives us something to aspire towards, and it can be a positive, self-affirming process that begins with changing the negative thoughts we may have deep within. There is a common saying that says, "All things are created twice. Once in the mind, and then again in reality." This is a very powerful thought, because we only need to see where we want to go, and then we can figure out the steps to turn it into reality. It seems like such a simple idea, but it is not, because it requires faith and belief in oneself, consistent, unwavering faith. And that requires that you can see possibilities, that you have your sense of vision clearly focused on what is possible, and not listening to the naysayers and to the negative people who'd have you believe otherwise. So, what can you do to create vision in your life? I believe we can find some inspiring clues from the first three habits of Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that says, self-mastery depends on 1, being proactive, which means understanding that you control your destiny. 2, beginning with the end in mind, which means start each day with your vision. It fresh in your mind and work backwards to the very first step of today. And 3, put first things first. With your vision clearly in your mind, find and take the necessary steps towards fulfilling that vision of your life. With this thought, I'm going to leave you with some wise words from Alfred A. Montepert. And I quote, "To accomplish great things, we must first dream, then visualize, then plan, believe, act." Dare to dream. Dare to visualize that dream. Dare to plan it, believe it, and act upon it. Do not sit still or let someone else take your dream away from you. Take your future and make it the very brightest it can be for yourself and for the people who support and love you.